Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, all of you across the planet. Thank you for joining us today. We're live. It is Monday, the ninth day of June, 2008, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Jim Tucker, with an overview of everything that happened at Bilderberg last week and throughout the weekend until Sunday, will be joining us with major breaking news in 30 minutes. He already disclosed it to me Saturday night. And we'll be dealing with, are they planning to attack Iran? What Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, discussed when he was there at the Westfields Marriott in Chantilly, Virginia, for Bilderberg 2008, scene of the crime. We'll talk about some of the people I personally saw coming in and out of the event. We'll talk about Secret Service and military intelligence, as well as individuals from the State Department Protective Service running around in clown masks. You cannot make this type of stuff up. This is something right out of a movie, provocateur actions, you name it. Of course, I've gotten death threats over the years and stalkers and things that have happened, but it was a clear government MO, and clearly folks from the Bilderberg Group or one of the and sundry agencies guarding the kingpin criminals. Called my wife yesterday with an extremely dirty trick. Of course, it only made our family come together and be that much stronger and just reaffirm that you are the criminals. You are the enemies of the Republic. You are the enemies of everything good and decent. You are the people destroying this country and enslaving the entire planet, and you will be brought to justice. So we'll be discussing that coming up as well today. Make no mistake, the Bilderberg Group is the tip-top of the power pyramid. And I just want to point out to listeners that the hundreds of people, I would say probably 400 people came out over the 4 days, because a lot of people were only there for one day, I would ask them. We had as many as 150 people at one time out there demonstrating, protesting, and, of course, engaging in alternative grassroots media exposure of the Bilderberg Group. And I just want to point out that all of these men and women, some people even brought their children out, have exceptional courage, because to go and bullhorn and go and demonstrate and protest and have Secret Service aim MP5 submachine guns at you, to be followed by military intelligence, to have people visit some of the folks that went out there at their homes and threaten them in front of their families, to go through this and to put yourselves in the way of the fist of the global crime syndicate. These are people that have killed millions and millions of people just in the last few years, and hundreds of millions in the last century, and they brag about that, by the way. It just amazing courage. And, of course, to be the very tip of the spear, to be pretty much the leader out there, myself and Jim Tucker, takes even more courage, and we couldn't do it without God's support and blessing, of course, and all the glory goes to God. I want to thank you all for your prayers, but they certainly hate us, and they certainly hate freedom. And the stories I have to tell, unbelievable, everything that happened and everything that unfolded. I want to commend the listeners. I've looked at our web traffic ratings, our both internal information and, of course, external, Alexa and StatBrain and others. Infowars.com has never had this much traffic. It is rated bigger than WorldNet Daily, bigger than Newsmax, bigger than all the major sites now, the so-called alternative sites that have proven to be shill-like in the past. Prison Planet has the highest ratings that it has ever had as well. But InfoWars has absolutely left orbit. I mean, it is just blasting off. And that is all because you have been spreading the word. And I ask you to reaffirm the InfoWar and spread it like you've never done before. We are on the march. The empire is on the run. The answer to 1984 is 1776. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
For centuries, Self products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain-relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GC and Live for a free gift.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, as best I can, let me walk through some of the most important facets of what happened Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then, of course, yesterday on Sunday. I know a lot of you have already gotten pieces of this, but let me give you just a basic overview, then I'll zoom back in for a closer look into some of the key developments and activities and things that transpired in the last 5 days. We left here at about 2:30 in the afternoon Tuesday Central Time, arrived in Maryland at about 10 o'clock at night, got to the hotel in Virginia. We flew into Baltimore. We checked in. There were security people there at the Westfields Marriott when you walked in the door. We checked in, they questioned us why we were there when we checked in. The bellhops were rude and aggressive, asking us why we were there. We then went up to our rooms. We came down and ate at the bar. We saw a lot of other fellow patriots in there who I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude, but we really couldn't talk to you because I didn't want to be completely obvious and get thrown out early. Many times Bilderberg shuts hotels down on the Wednesday, though it only really starts on the Thursday at noon. This time it did not. They did not throw people out on Wednesday. They threw everybody out on Thursday at noon. On that Wednesday, we were in the hotel, tried to get video of the meeting rooms. We're followed everywhere, and they tried to stop us. They were unsuccessful. The people have a right to know when policy's being set, when federal officials are violating federal law, violating the Logan Act, discussing and setting policy in private with the 100 robber barons, the owners of central banks, the kings and queens of Europe, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and they were all there, by the way. We'll get into who was there. The list is up on Infowars.com. I was doing live updates from the hotel Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then, of course, from the Hilton, where we were staying on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I did updates Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm scheduled to do another update, a recap tonight on Coast to Coast AM on this Monday night, now that it's all over. And we did live reports from there in our hotel room those nights. Wednesday night, Tuesday night was uneventful. Wednesday night, we went around the hotel trying to get video as they were setting up for the conference the next day. We're followed everywhere there. Some security people walked up to us, myself and Rob Jacobson, as we were walking through the halls, and just walked up and said, do you know about people pulling fire alarms? You know, we've had people come in here and pull fire alarms and then try to steal things like that vase you see sitting right there. And I said, well, that's an interesting story. Wow, well, thank you. And they said, don't videotape them. We had hidden cameras, so, but they obviously knew that. And I said, okay, well, all right. I don't know what you're talking about. So we went back up to the room, and right as we walked into the room, we had Independent Film Channel in there who'd been interviewing us, who we'd brought up. And Andrew Neal, Tom Davis, and others. Their film covers Bilderberg 2006, 2007, and Bilderberg 2008. It'll be on IFC early next year. Big production, by the way. It's an IFC production. And thank God they were there to document, because we got into the room. Right as we walk in the room, the phone rings. It's Tom Danheiser from Coast to Coast AM to get me on the radio show for a report. And right as we walk in, the phone rings all at once. The fire alarm goes off. And Jason Burmes did a great job sitting in while I was gone, you know, played that clip for you Thursday morning right after it happened. Many of you heard it live on Coast to Coast AM. Before I forget, I want to thank George Norrie for his coverage. That gave us a lot of protection. There's no telling what they would have done if they weren't fully aware that we were going on that show and doing reports. We're very thankful to him. Be sure and email him and thank him, all of you out there, so he knows we do appreciate it. And then I publicly am thanking him, because I really do appreciate the only big national media with tens of millions of listeners that covered this. Kind of a break in the Berlin Wall, the Iron Curtain of media control. Absolutely no mainstream media coverage, as you know, other than Coast to Coast AM. And then, of course, this radio show, but really both these shows cannot be called mainstream, but his can be called mega huge. Very large. In fact, second largest radio show in the country. 16 million listeners plus. But I was there, and we're in the room. This alarm's going off, and George is doing the news. So I sit there for about 4 minutes on hold while he's covering the news before he goes to me, waiting while it drones in the background. We go to George. George goes to us. And I begin to break down the fact that they had come up to us, that they had talked about fire alarms, that I believe we were being in the process of being shut up. Then we look out the windows and see several hundred guests just in the front area. They're pouring out other exits as well. And I said, we have got to get out of here. We hung up with George. We went downstairs. And there are hundreds of people out front. There are Japanese people with still cameras taking shots. There's families with their video cameras out. There's fire trucks pulling up. They come right over to us in the back of the crowd and say, because Rob had a camera, a little small camera in his hand, down at his side, and said, don't videotape. I've already called the police on you for what you've done. And Rob says, well, what I've done? What have I done? And they're like, well, you know, don't videotape or I'm going to F you up. And then I said, Rob, I walk right up to him, whisper in his ear while the guy's, the head security guard standing over us, he's got some government goons behind him. I said, Rob, get out of here now. Just break off. I'll let them take me to jail for whatever setup this is. Get the tapes out. He also always carried the backpack on his back with the tapes so they can't be stolen out of the room. Call him the turtle because he's the guy that always carries the tapes. He breaks off and leaves, and I go up to the guy. Well, actually, he comes back up to me, and I'm saying, listen, everybody else is taping. And he said, listen to me, Alex. We're going to F you and Rob up. Now, Rob's name wasn't on the registry. No one knew who his name was. He hadn't said what his name was. My name wasn't registered in my name. But he said, listen, Alex, we will F you and Rob up. And he was just looking at me with pure hatred. So they knew who we were. And it was that same individual with another person. He didn't do the talking about the fire alarm just 25 minutes before that. So you can make of that what you will, but that was definitely some type of staged event. We then went back to the room, went to sleep about 2 in the morning, got up about 7, videotaped some of the Bilderberg group arriving before the hotel was even completely shut down as the guests are leaving. One individual we believe is a Spanish government official. We know who he is. We've got to watch the video and confirm it all before we announce it. They play the national anthem of Spain. Some other people arrive. There's all these black SUVs and black Cadillacs and armored Cadillacs and State Department tags and big, huge Ford trucks with cabs on the back with guys with MP5 submachine guns in the back. I then, that morning of the Bilderberg Group, a meeting beginning Thursday, I then went downstairs literally to buy some Gatorade in the gift shop. Now, walking around the building on all the three floors, every room, every conference room was just filled with spooks and people with computers and equipment. So, and they would always run out and question us. But I thought, literally, I wasn't on a mission then. I thought I'll just go into the gift shop and get some Gatorade and maybe a newspaper. And I walk in there, and there's a conference room, and it says that's in the back. There's a door to a conference room in the back, and it says conference room closed. The door is open part of the way, and there's all these guys with shaved heads, but they all look like 45 to 55 years of age, with a few women, a few office women, look like about 45 to 50, milling around arguing about, well, you've got to bring in that satellite there, and you've got to run it through that telecom system. Well, in the Army, we don't do it that way. We're, you know, the systems we have with a CMR, QX9er, you know, they were using technical terms. That's a hypothetical one I just threw out. You can't run that many feeds through it. Well, that's not how the Air Force does it, and we're running those feeds through right now. Hold on, I've got one of them. They're in this wing of the building right now. Put our people on them. Is that guy part of our security detail? And so they had all the phones being listened to. They were tracking everybody. And that was just one room. And I had a hidden camera that looked like a stick of bubble gum, a package of Wrigley's gum. It shoots really cruddy video, but gets decent audio. So I flipped that on and did even catch part of it. They see me. They close the door. I act like I'm browsing the different juices and things. I go over, buy that, buy a newspaper, go back over. And this is the type of stuff we have, so much footage. Take an army just to go through it. All of these people are scrambling around all over the building. To make a long story short, we go and we get in our cars. We check out. As we start rolling out of the parking lot, government-plated, whatever the large new Dodge sedans are, jets up right on our tail. A big SUV, a dark blue SUV with flashing police lights, pulls up with guys with MP5 submachine guns in front of us, seeing if it would scare us and make us run, looking at us with smiles on their faces. Two more big trucks come pulling up to block us. We just sit there staring at them for about a minute. They pull off, let us through. I'll tell you what happened after that when we get back. And Jim Tucker's coming up. I'm going to debrief everybody. I'm going to break it down here. I'm going to spill my guts and tell the story of what happened all the way down to my wife getting a vicious phone call yesterday afternoon. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Ted Anderson from Midas, 2008 gold, 898 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 924, 12, 455, 20 per half, 227, 60 per quarter. That's 924, 12, 455, 20, and 227, 60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Planet. They are eugenicists. They are warmongers. They ride the black horse of death over the face of the planet, murdering with wanton abandon. Who will restrain them? They are the New World Order. So we are trying to get out of the hotel now. It's about a 150-yard drive out of the wooded complex from the main front of the building.
this greenish silver sedan, Dodge sedan, is behind us with a shaved head type who, if I was assessing him, was about 35 years old, 36 years old, probably former Army Special Forces, assigned to the State Department or the Pentagon Protective Services. We know they were out there, too. He gets right up on our tail. Then we turn. We see, as we drive out, we already see about 80 demonstrators that had already shown up out there on the start of the Bilderberg Conference. That was about 11:50. They said we all had to be out by noon. We then turn down the road, drive, make more than 10 turns on the highway into a big shopping mall center. This guy follows us around and around, restaurants right behind us. At first, he dropped back and acted like he was turning and then got back on our tail, not very good at what he was doing. We jump out of the car, videotape his face. He tries to cover his face up, got footage of all of this. We go put our gear in the Hilton Hotel a few miles away, come back. We bullhorn them. The Bilderberg Group members start arriving in mass. Some had already arrived while we were inside before it officially started. They had Fairfax County Police out there. They had, again, a bunch of different federal agencies out there. Several convoys of armored SUVs and armored Cadillacs came in. We later learned that was Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and also people from the State Department. There were people up in the cars that had their MP5 German submachine guns, assault rifles up, out, not completely aimed at us, but partially out of the window aimed at us. We got some video of that. It's up on prisonplanet.com today, just looking at us with absolute hatred. How dare these peasantry come and actually try to cover and expose who runs their country? I would constantly have these huge military secret police types come up and say, man, we ought to engage in violence. We ought to take them on. We ought to do something. I'd say, no, we're nonviolent. We're press here covering this. I'd go back to the hotel and people say, what's your itinerary? What are you planning to do? Do you want to go, take on the State Department with me? You want to go into the State Department? You want to go into some federal buildings with me? I can take you. And I'm just like, come on. How obvious is this? And, of course, we knew by then that people in the last week had gone in and just videotaped the hotel and put it on YouTube. They'd gotten, two different people that we interviewed, had gotten State Department Protective Service visits at their homes. They then identified those same individuals there, and we got video of them. They would walk up in the woods at the edge of the demonstrations and say to Adam and others, hey, Adam, watch yourself. Watch out what you're doing, Adam. That was one fellow that had gotten some video that we posted, again, inside the hotel from a week and a half before, or a week before. So they were very, very upset. The Secret Service went over to the police repeatedly and told them, ban this protest, kick them off of here, don't let them stand on the sidewalk. Then they tried to claim the sidewalk there off a major highway was the property of the Marriott, the police, and informed them that it wasn't the property. They put up police tape on the property line so that they could keep people from going over that line. It's a large hotel, and in some areas it's as much as 2-3 acres off the road, but in some areas it's only 50 yards from the road through the trees. And it just so happened that was where they were having some of their main conferences. And so we were bullhorning with some powerful bullhorns folks had, and Richard N. Haas, head of the CFR, stuck his head out and walked out. We saw Madeleine Albright go in. We saw Vernon Jordan going in. We saw Henry Kissinger going out. We saw Etienne Davignon, the head of the Bilderberg Group, Vice Count Etienne Davignon. We're going to go to Jim Tucker for his inside knowledge from his Bilderberg sources, major breaking exclusives here. Then I'll get into the rest of the story. People in clown masks following us, video of it, military photographing us, my wife being harassed. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute history being made. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is it getting better, or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. In the last 30 minutes, I've been breaking down in chronological order some of the basics of what happened at Bilderberg 2008. We've gotten up until Thursday morning. I'll continue with that in the next hour after Jim Tucker leaves us. Jim has been covering Bilderberg for more than 35 years. He's attended more than 30 of the meetings. They last met in Chantilly, Virginia in 2002, planning the Iraq attack. They now, of course, met there in the last weekend of the weekend in Chantilly, Virginia, the Westfields Marriott. And Jim has sources inside Bilderberg, not members, but people that work for them. He also has other sources that we won't even basically give you an idea of where they're located. But his information has turned out to be extremely accurate, and he's got ways of double-checking it and getting it from multiple sources and cross-referencing it and getting their minutes and their plans of what they're doing. He told me Saturday he'd talked to his source. They'd given him a bunch of info. He was going to personally meet with them Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I saw him at about 11 a.m. as he was checking out of the hotel. And so I learned part of the story Saturday And then now we haven't really reported that yet to you. And then we're going to give you the second part of the story, which I haven't even learned what he got from his source, if he indeed met with them. It deals with Secretary Gates of Defense being there, wanting the war with Iran, a bigger split than ever between the two groups, also where they stand on energy and oil prices, and then the new information that Jim may or may not have learned from his sources. Jim Tucker joining us from American Free Press, AmericanFreePress.net. Jim Tucker, first off, it was great seeing you again, my friend, and I think this was a very successful year. What do you think?
Most definitely was successful, and much tribute goes to the protesters out front who, I'm convinced, without their noise and all those cameras wandering around, the boom boxes, cameras, some TV cameras from small stations, radio broadcasters from small stations, and a few newspaper men from small newspapers. The big ones aren't allowed to do it. But the Bilderberg became aware that they'd be positively identified through the Internet and small media, and I think that's when they decided they had to cough up the list. Now, of course, the list is never complete. That's why all this personal observation, Robert Gates was positively identified going in to Bilderberg, confirmed inside by our source. When he made his pitch for war, he is not on the list. I'm still trying to find out positively whether Barack Obama was there. He may very well have been. I'll write the latest I've got, if anything, in this next edition. But a great tribute goes to those brave patriots who are thundering at the gates of Bilderberg.
Jim, yes. Break down what you told me Saturday about the source and what was discussed. Are they going to attack Iran? What the debates were? What was being said?
The Europeans were generally opposed to an invasion of Iran. The Gates made the regular drill, war propaganda drill, about how Iran is a nuclear threat to everybody. Incidentally, at that very moment, the heads of state from Iran and Iraq were having a friendly discussion about mutual protection, and obviously Iran has no nuclear weapons. The Europeans were making snide comments such as where does Iran keep its nuclear weapons, in Saddam Hussein's tomb. Most Europeans, and I believe some Americans, were opposed to an invasion of Iran, and we can hope, only hope, that President Bush will not choose his last few months in office to start another war that he'll have to leave to his successor to stop the bleeding.
So, gauging this from past years, you knew in 2002, even though the Washington Post was there, they lied and said it would be in the summer or fall of 2002. You said, no, that's disinfo from my sources. They're going to attack in March of 2003. You were spot on there. Is it not as clear this time if they are or aren't going to attack Iran?
Because Gates is unable to promise that the next president of the United States will attack Iran. But he also did not say the United States would not attack Iran sometime between now and January the 20th, when at high noon, when Bush is no longer able to order an attack on Iran. Actually, he's not allowed to anyway under the Constitution, but we've forgotten about declaring war since Korea. We've forgotten that only Congress can declare war since Korea.
So, Jim, are you saying it looks like they are going, or at least the administration is still considering to attack Iran?
The administration is still considering an attack on Iran. We can surely hope that they are successfully pressured out of it.
Now, you were telling me there at the restaurant Saturday night that it looked like the split was even bigger this time against war from the European versus Anglo-American faction. Can you give us any idea on the split numbers?
Oh, I would say at least 90% of the Europeans opposed war, probably closer to 100%. There's no European stuff said, go ahead and attack Iran. That would be good for the world. most of the Americans were passive, deferential to the Secretary of Defense, and to Condoleezza Rice, who also made her standard nothing off the table pitch insofar as Iran is concerned. But quite likely some of them had great reservations themselves, even in the American group, even though they could not, they dared not be as visible and as loud about it.
What's your gut in analyzing the sources' information in years past? Do you think they're going to attack Iran?
I just don't know. I wish I could say with confidence that they will not. I'd hate to have to say with confidence that they will. I really don't know. I would think now they did like 50-50 whether or not Iran is attacked this year, because it is very in the coming of an outgoing president in the last few months of his term to start a war that he knows would have to be passed on to his successor, whoever that successor may be. And if John McCain's a successor, of course, the invasion of Iran would continue also, as well as the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Any other points concerning war that were made?
No, I think that just about does it. I'm still going through.
Okay, I want to get into energy in a minute, but let's get to that later. Did you have your second meeting with one of the sources Sunday?
Yes, that was by arrangement when I got back to my motel in Harvard.
Please give us a briefing, Jim Tucker, AmericanFreePress.net. Tell us what else your source said, any new information on other subjects.
It's a little bit ominous. The under the heading of resisting terrorism, there were points made about how the terrorist organizations are recruiting people who do not look like terrorists, like red-haired, freckle-faced boys, blonde, blue-eyed boys. They're searching hard for those types to become the new mad bombers so that they will not fall into suspicion that would accrue to someone who's definitely Middle Eastern with a turban.
So it's basically more of the fake white Al-Qaeda. Now all the American people are Al-Qaeda. We're all under suspicion. Total bull.
And they're discussing microchips. And
let me stop you. They're discussing putting microchips in us? Jim, this is big news. Tell us what you heard.
One of the speakers pointed out that microchips now are put in under drawers so that everywhere a feller walks in the under drawers, people say, I think Walmart's doing that. It's a market study.
So they were admitting that RFID is part of their tracking grid.
Yes, so now with the microchip, they can decide, you're not a terrorist, you're a good guy right away. They speed up the lines at the airport because they can zap your microchip and find out that you've never even gotten a speeding ticket, you're a good guy.
So specifically, what are they saying about microchips? Obviously, they want their cashless grid in, so Alex Jones is on the no-fly list. People that don't like the New World Order can't even get a job, and basically all their minion slaves can.
Well, everything would be on the microchip, your illnesses. And again, they were talking about the same old saw about how this will save lives. You get hit by a car. You're unconscious. They take you to the hospital. They cannot communicate with you, but they can tell the physician that you're on these medications and you have this medical history, which will help the emergency room physicians know how to treat you and maybe save your life.
Jim, I want to be clear. They were saying all this, and they're talking about implanted chips, or are they talking about just in our clothing?
Implanted chips because you may change underwear.
Now you know that we told everybody 5 years ago they were going to make the troops take it. It's now happening. It's now mainstream news. So you're telling me they were saying, quote, they wanted to accelerate getting chips in us, or what were they saying?
Yes, that would be the conclusion from the friendly discussion about how helpful these would be. First, in getting terrorists out of the lines at the airport and speeding up lines. People like that. They get through the airport quickly now with a microchip. And then the other benefits that I just mentioned, and that the heritage of this goes all the way back at least to the Ronald Reagan years when now Senator of North Carolina, Elizabeth Dole, was Reagan's Secretary of Transportation. And I asked her this at a reception, they asked her this question twice. She was advocating at that time much more innocent than what we're talking about. talk about today, but at the time it was also rather disturbing. She made a very good point that big rig truck drivers can lose their license for rear-ending a Volkswagen and killing three nuns, lose their license in one state, then they got seven or eight more licenses to go. So if we had a universal database that identified every license so that if you have a apply for a license in Virginia, they find out you already have one in Iowa, you don't get a Virginia license, so you surrender your Iowa license. And that would get all these big rig truck drivers who kill people off the roads. But then she volunteered the collateral benefits, which would mean that the database would contain all your medical history, all your personal history, and how many times you eat at McDonald's, everything. So
yeah, so all your purchases, everything you do in an NSA, National Reconnaissance Office database. It was only about a quarter mile from the National Reconnaissance headquarters, basically a subsidiary of the National Security Agency. Jim, let me then get this straight and make sure I'm correct here. Obviously, they were talking about their excuses for making us all take microchips, but the key is it's a control grid.
Yes.
And the message is there's white al-Qaeda. The American people are all potential al-Qaeda, totally made up. We've seen them putting that PR stunt out, and we know they're pushing to make their personnel take chips first. Then they'll say, well, I've got to have a chip. I'm going to enforce on you, just like the Mexican Attorney General making his staff take it.
Yes, that seems to be the plan.
And was this in a sidebar conference room, or was this a main discussion in the main hall?
It was a main hall discussion.
Now, Jim, did you hear anything from your sources about our bullhorning the conference rooms? Because we found spots to bullhorn from only 50 yards away, their conference rooms, and a fellow brought in a giant industrial megaphone that literally, ladies and gentlemen, you could announce to an entire football stadium with, and the windows were shaking. Did you hear anything about that? Because they looked very upset when they were driving out. Vernon Jordan was looking at me with hatred. Others were looking at me. They were holding their MP5s up at me. They looked so angry.
You know, I wish I'd asked that question. I didn't. And he didn't volunteer any information on it. But I agree with you. I'm sure that you appear some Bilderberg ears. I wish the hell I'd thought to ask that question.
Okay, what else did your source tell you? Just the new microchip info, or what else did they hear?
That was about it. The microchip thing was the only subject for it.
So basically they want their cashless society tracking surveillance grid in, and they were admitting it would track every purchase, everything we do.
That's the capacity of the microchip, which they were advocating.
Think, Jim. Did
all, all for our own good.
Of course. Jim, anything else the source said? Think.
No, that's about it. I wish I had more information.
This is very powerful info.
Well, as I go through the handful of notes, I may find something else. But
do you have the notes in front of you? We've got one more second with you. Maybe you can scan over them. Jim, what about oil? What about oil prices? The news is reporting today it's going to go to $150 a barrel by the end of summer. That's out of Reuters. What's going on energy? We know you said 2 years ago they plan to have it to be $140 a barrel by this summer. They've reached that goal. What are they saying now?
Well, this could be good news, as I think we've discussed earlier. On oil, the European raised the issue of I said European. I'm not sure. I have to go back on my notes. So one of the Bilderberg boys was raising the question to address, should we put a lid on the rise in oil prices? Are we reaching the point of diminishing returns? He used the term diminishing returns, nattering about how Americans who jumped out of their gas hog SUVs and so forth and gone after small cars. Ford can't give away the SUVs that were traded in. Are there new SUVs? So they shut down those plants and are not making them anymore. He said that won't be easy to turn around. He said the Americans grudgingly accepted gas at $3 a gallon, then $4 a gallon. People who switch to public transportation, many of them will stay on the bus or stay on the train rather than come back to their automobile if prices stay above $4 a gallon. Yet The economists outside Bilderberg are predicting $5 a gallon gas this summer. And as you said, the price of oil going up above $150 a barrel. Well, we know from 5 years ago that they were able to generate the increase of oil to above $140 a barrel at a time when it's only $40 a barrel. And we can hope they have the same power to limit their mischief by putting a lid quickly on the increase in oil prices.
So they're squeezing so hard it might be irrevocably hurting their slaves' output to them.
Well, they made he made the point in response to a question, the typical question. Well, the Europeans have paid $8 and $10 a gallon for oil. They paid a lot more for oil for a lot of years. And the response was, not only are Americans our biggest consumers, but we're a different breed of cat anyway. We're dealing
Stay
with
there, Jim. Take a break.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
This is a story certain sailors have been threatened never to tell. It happened June 8, 1967, in international waters off the Sinai Peninsula in the Mediterranean Sea. A two-hour attack, killing 34 Americans and wounding 171 others. The United States Navy ship should have sunk with 821 rocket and machine gun holes in it, having been bombed with napalm, and a 40-foot-wide hole created by the deadly torpedo blast in the starboard side. Left for dead, the ship and crew was not helped by their own Navy. Get this. The President and Secretary of State called back fighter planes that were on their way to help them. Can't be, you say, oh yeah, and it gets worse. When the bloody, dying, crippled crew and ship miraculously made it to port, the Navy High Command threatened court-martial and worse if they ever told what was done to them and particularly who did it to them. We even risk having it told to you, but we tell you, if you go to anotheruntoldstory.com, told by one of the surviving sailors himself, and then he directs you to a website that tells it all. Go to website anotheruntoldstory.com to get the story that's not supposed to be told. anotheruntoldstory.com.
For another untold story, go to anotheruntoldstory.com. 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 Way up north,
to the last of
us. Way up north,
to the last of us.
North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Jim Tucker.
North to Alaska.
Jim, do you have those notes in front of you?
The rush is on. Big Sam left
Seattle. You say you do have those notes, Jim?
Yeah. No, I still can't find anything new in the notes.
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut that music now. Jim, I mean, there's so much to talk about, so much to discuss. You were finishing up with the oil discussion.
Yes, we can hope because for all those reasons that Bilderberg, for their own selfish reasons, not our tender loving care for the 1 million people starving to death, partly because of the oil prices, and of course, as I said so often, the high cost of transportation from raw materials to finished product to marketplace is driving food prices crazy. They're telling us in the establishment press that 1 million people on this earth are starving. That's 1 billion with a B. That's 1 out of 7 people on earth. But we also have hungry people in our cities, especially the poor inner city, Negro communities where the old woman's having to pay an outrageous amount for apartment rent, takes up most of her social security check. With the cost of food these days, does she eat for the last week of the month waiting for the social security check, or does she take her medications? Those kind of choices. She had to give her little kitty away, which is a great comfort to her because she can no longer afford cat food, which is it's just a terribly heartrending situation.
Jim, not one major U.S. newspaper, and even the Fairfax Times, one of the reporters came out Thursday. She said she wanted to do a report, but they may not let her. Obviously, they didn't, and one never came out. She said it would come out on Saturday or Sunday. This is a total blackout. You said that they normally, every 5 years, are in the North America, but now they came back after 2 years, and you said that was because they think the press is more controlled here. It would have been in the European news. That's a shame for our so-called media, the controlled corporate media. Give me your take on the fact there's been a total mainstream media blackout.
Well, those who attended, such as Donald Graham of the Washington Post and those kids from the Financial Times, I think it is, all those, and we're going to identify them this week by their name and their association, their newspaper or broadcast outlet. They are journalistic whores. And this comes from an old boy who spent 20 happy years with establishment newspapers, Akron Beacon Journal, Washington Daily News. They spent time to Dispatch and others. And they are whores. And I've just mentioned their good points. I'm not even being critical. Incidentally, Jimmy Lee Hoagland was not there this year. He's not on the list. And that's one of the reasons why we double-checked to see who's coming in so we can know who's there, who's not on the list, even if we get the list, as we did. But he was in Europe somewhere, most definitely. It's only about two times that he's missed Bilderberg in decades. Of course, little Donnie was, Graham was there like he's programmed to be. There's not been a Bilderberg meeting since 1954 without the publisher of the Washington Post being there.
Jim, we're going to break in 1 minute. I want to keep you for 5 more minutes, and I'll let you get to lunch. I know you've got to go. But I want to talk about the success of the alternative media really showing up, the mainstream media. I mean, is this just one more example, their cover-up of this very important event, of the reason they're losing their entire market share and the mainstream media is becoming obsolete?
That's part of it, yes, with the rise of the Internet.
All right, we're going to break, Jim. Stay there. You've got a one-minute break, so I don't think you have time to run out and smoke a cigarette. But we'll be right back in 1 minute. And I want to cover the fact that the foreign press is covering this some. Czech foreign minister attends Bilderberg. That's Czech happenings out of the Czech Republic. So the Czech news is reporting that their foreign minister attended Bilderberg. We'll get Jim's take on this as well and anything else he thinks is important. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Gotcha.